It's not darkness. I'm not dark. This isn't anger. It was okay. They'd always told him so. He was fighting to save his men, and if he did terrible things out of compassion, out of love, then he wasn't turning to the dark side. That was the Jedi way. For my mother, for my men, for Padme. His body carried on anyway. He swung his blade through metal bodies as easily as if he were cutting grass. Rex and the clone troopers fought as hard as he did, as pumped with adrenaline as he was, too desperate to feel their own natural fear. And yet, at that moment, they felt unlike him in the Force, devoid only of that singular crazed frenzy, that throat-closing rage. I'm not turning dark. This has to be done. Don't stop to think. It'll get you killed. Anakin shook off the doubt, but it scared him more than death. He charged past Rex into the next rank of droids, almost choking on smoke and flying dust. The thing within swept him along, the way it had when he wiped out the Tusken village for his mother's murder. A strangely cold frenzy, equally consuming, equally animal in its intensity. He went on killing. Somehow it didn't matter that those who fell before his lightsaber this time were droids. It was all the same to him. He leaped from Octoptara to Octoptara, driving his blade deep into each droid's sphere as he went. He felt that he could keep going for eternity, never running out of this, not rage, not rage. Whatever it was, he had to let it out. The droids were crushed against one another, unable to maneuver. Clones pressed in on them, firing point blank into their weak points. Shrapnel flew, peppering noisily against clone armor. Anakin! Obi-Wan yelled. He whirled his lightsaber around his head and took out two battle droids in one sweep, cut in half at the waist joint. Come on! Anakin suddenly ran out of droids. The cacophony of battle noise stopped. He was now face to face with Kenobi, and they were standing on a carpet of dismembered and shattered droids. A sudden silence depended on the battlefield, the kind that left Anakin's ears ringing. Are you okay, Anakin? Kenobi was saying into his face as if he'd seen something. Anakin took a deep, steadying breath. For a moment, Tuskens, blood carvers, and enemy droids were all gone. Yes, Master. He turned to check how many of his men were wounded. Rex, let's evac as many as we can while we... But it was just a lull in the storm. The sound carried from farther up the road, that chunk, chunk, chunk again. Another wave of droids. We're going to need reinforcements fast, Anakin said. Kenobi looked up as if he expected a ship to appear on demand. I still can't get a comlink signal through to the Admiral. Must be atmospheric conditions.
Let's get these guys out anyway, Rex said wearily.
A trooper was calling for a medic. Two men picked their way through the droid debris to a fallen man Anakin could see only as a tangle of limbs. There were at least a dozen troopers down.
Come on, I said. Let's get these guys clear. Move it!
The clones had been heavily outnumbered, but they were human, agile, motivated, and smart. The droids were just machines. They fell victim to their sheer numbers and inflexibility in every sense. Stick them in a tight spot, and they couldn't avoid one another's arc of fire, or even move. They had no room to fight the way they were programmed to. They couldn't use a rifle as a club like Rex would, or drop a grenade into a hatch and jump clear like Sergeant Korik, or care enough about their brothers' lives to fight like crazy men, or even think. They were machines.
Just dumb machines. I just destroyed machines. I didn't kill.
Anakin felt as if he were sobering up after a drinking spree, but he'd never been drunk. The moment left him disoriented and embarrassed in a way he didn't understand. He shook himself out of it. More droids were coming, and there were wounded men to evacuate. He rushed to check the casualties with Kenobi and Rex, helping those he could, moving those he couldn't.
Chunk, chunk, chunk.
Patience, clankers,
Rex muttered, hauling a trooper by his shoulders into the shelter of a doorway. Anakin took the man's legs.
I'll get back to you soon.
And then the metallic marching stopped. Anakin strained to listen. The close explosions must have affected his hearing, but he wasn't imagining it. He could see them now, a line of metal statues seeming to wait for orders. The droid advance had ground to a halt.
Let's hope that doesn't mean they're moving long-range artillery into position, Kenobi said. He wiped the back of his glove across his mouth, smearing dust and droid oil across his beard. The wretched things scattered debris and fluids for meters when hit. We can't take much more of this. Anakin heard it even before he felt it. It was a very distinctive sound, pure music. He looked up at the same moment Rex did, and what he saw was possibly even more wonderful than it sounded. It was so arresting that he almost missed the droids up ahead, doing a sudden crisp about turn and marching away again. An armed Republic shuttle banked above the street and veered off toward the plaza.
That's more like it, Rex said.
His shoulders sagged slightly, a blend of relief and fatigue.
They don't like the odds now.